And now we're talking with Rebecca Knight. She covers workplace issues for Insider, and she's making the case that the ideal worker these days is someone who curses, feels free to take some me time, and isn't afraid to wear sweatpants. Hey, Rebecca.
Hi. Thanks for having me on the show.
You're welcome. So who the f*** is this ideal worker?
It is you and it is me, Rebecca. It is a lot of people right now. We used to have this idea, researchers called it the ideal worker, and this is someone who put in the longest hours, responded dutifully to the boss's call, and clung to this rigid image of professionalism. But now, many decades and one global pandemic later, we know that things are different. People wear sweatpants, they slack off from time to time, and they use some salty language.
So you've done a lot of research into how what you wear for work affects your productivity. What have you found most interesting about that?
There's a lot of past research that shows that what you wear does affect how you feel. So for example, they did a study where they had people wear a white coat, which is of course the uniform of a scientist, and those people did do better on cognitive tests. People who would wear a power suit, a business suit, did better in negotiations. So we have this idea that when you wear clothes that make you feel powerful, you do your best work. Well, a new study by some researchers at Columbia looked at what people were wearing during the pandemic when so many knowledge workers were working from home, and they found that the people who were most engaged were wearing sweats. They say is that it's because when you're in an environment where you're supposed to feel comfortable and casual, when you're at home, it's your safe space, wearing what makes you feel like yourself is what brings out the best in you. When you feel like yourself, you can do your best work.
A lot of the points you make in your article boil down to employees feeling like they belong at work, right? Like in all their imperfections. Why does that matter so much to us?
It always mattered, but I think that the pandemic has really shown us that we are human beings first and foremost. We are not robots who can show up at a building and do tasks all day long. So I think that is really what this is all about, and feeling like, hey, I am accepted here for who I am, for what I'm doing. I feel like I have a certain camaraderie and esprit de corps with my coworkers who see me for who I am. That's what really this is all about.
Rebecca, are Black and brown employees allowed the same freedom? Because we know that a white employee in sweatpants is perceived differently than a Black employee in sweats.
The short answer is no. Things are different for Black and brown employees. There are real risks that come with revealing your true, authentic self. We know that Black women, for example, don't feel as comfortable showing their natural hair on their Zooms.
So is that changing then?
We don't know for sure. But I also think that employers are starting to see the risks of not allowing people to be who they are at work, because people will just say, you know what, screw this. And in a hot job market, if you aren't feeling like you can be yourself in the way that you want to be yourself, that you can vote with your feet and maybe go find another job.
What are you wearing, Rebecca, if that's not too forward to ask?
I am wearing athleisure. I am. I'm wearing a sweatsuito. I have to admit it. It's my power look.
Rebecca Knight is a correspondent for Insider. Rebecca, thanks so much for chatting.
Thank you.